This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. George Clooney hasn't shied away from political and social issues off or on the screen. His film Good Night and Good Luck was about the McCarthy era and the news media. Now, as an executive producer and star of Syriana, he looks at the U.S. involvement in the Persian Gulf. The film is the directorial debut of Stephen Gagan, who won an Oscar in 2000 for his screenplay of Traffic. David Edelstein has a review.
That handsome rogue, George Clooney, must have been eager to transform himself into a burnout with a messy beard and a pot belly. In Syriana, he plays Bob Barnes, a Persian Gulf CIA operative, often undercover and never much concerned with the big picture, only with the minutiae of his missions, which include arranging assassinations of foreign leaders. When we meet him, he's making an arms deal with, well, I'm not sure. Terrorists of one stripe or another, they get blown up, or their car does. I think this is a flashback. Look, to explain the plot of Syriana, I'd need a blackboard and flowcharts. The writer and director, Stephen Gagan, is a student of British miniseries like, well, Traffic, which he adapted for the American screen. He likes narratives with multiple characters and multiple twisty subplots, and he's probably right to think a linear technique wouldn't fully serve the story of a tangled alliance between U.S. intelligence agencies and big oil companies to control the fate and the oil of a Persian Gulf kingdom. He's just a tad remiss in giving us our bearings, so it's hard to distinguish the pointedly jumbled from the totally inept. Syriana hinges on two energy companies that are merging to create a corporation with revenues greater, we're told, than the gross domestic products of Pakistan and Denmark. An unusually low-key Jeffrey Wright plays an investigator for a private law firm hired to keep the Justice Department at bay. I was never entirely sure who hired him. It's hard to distinguish among the old white men who lecture him throughout the movie. Well, there's no mistaking Christopher Plummer, who plays some kind of military-industrial intelligence complex kingpin, and who summons Wright in secret to establish a back channel of communication. Plummer is amazing, so sleek, so saturnine, so redolent of malevolent power. I never did figure out who he was, though. Maybe we should hear a scene from the movie. Here's Clooney's Barnes trying to toe the CIA line on Iran for the Condi Rice-like representative of the administration. He's stuck between his agency's agenda and, well, reality.
And our analysis seems to be on the mark. We're getting good satellite coverage. We're reprogramming resources into
Thank
Iran.
Thank you for coming over, Mr. Barnes. Next. Welcome back, and forgive me if I wade right in, but forgetting for a second your bureaucratic checklist, I'm trying to get undigested information.
Well, to the best of our ability.
India is now our ally. Russia is now our ally. Even China will be an ally. Everybody between Morocco and Pakistan is the problem. Failed states and failed economies, but Iran is a natural cultural ally of the U.S. Are we going to have a nice, secular, pro-Western, pro-business government?
It's possible. It's complicated.
Of course it is, Mr. Barnes. Thank you for your time.
They let young people march in the street, and the next day they shut down 50 newspapers. Put a few satellite dishes up on the roofs, let them have my two dads. That doesn't mean that the Ayatollahs are surrendering one iota of control over that nation.
Mr. Barnes, the reform movement in Iran is one of the president's great hopes for the region and crucial to the petroleum security of the United States.
These gentlemen are with the CLI.
The Committee for the Liberation of Iran, Mr. Barnes.
You get a sense from that of all the interests in conflict, and there are many more. Hang on, let me find my flowchart. There's a Pakistani oil field worker who's brusquely fired from his job after the giant merger and who drifts steadily into radical Islamist politics. And the film's other big star, Matt Damon, plays an ambitious but fundamentally decent energy analyst who sells his services to a Persian Gulf kingdom. The aging emir has two sons, both potential heirs. One, played by Alexander Siddig, is an intellectual and reformer who makes a pipeline deal with the Chinese instead of the Americans because their offer is much better. The other is a lazy, ignorant, corrupt playboy who's happy to jump into bed with anyone who'll give him kickbacks. Guess which brother the U.S. administration supports and which brother it wants assassinated. Syriana depicts an incestuous link between America's private and public sectors, both rife with cronyism, arrogance, and incompetence. It's what some on the right would call a left-wing Chomskyite Hate America First movie, and parts of it are laughably simplistic, not to mention incoherent. But in the last half hour, when the threads finally do coalesce, when Gagin draws a straight line, the only straight line in the movie, from U.S. malfeasance to the birth of a terrorist, Syriana feels so spooky and dead on that I found myself thinking, maybe the most cynical and convoluted explanation is actually the most plausible one.
David Edelstein is the film critic for the online magazine Slate.